We're all familiar with the famous teaching of the Torah that the name Chanukah, the day of the name of the holiday that was celebrating now, is Hashem Chanu Kafei. Chanu, Chor Chanu, Ka. There are Svarim, namely a sefer called the Torah Mor, which is a classic sefer on Chumash, who points out that the naming the name Chanukah for the Yom Tov that was celebrating, based on the idea that they were Chanu Kafei, they rested on the 25th day of Kislev, is a little bit surprising and certainly exceptional insofar as we don't ever find a Yom Tov that's named based on the day or the date on the calendar of that particular Yom Tov. Right? Pesach is called Pesach, Purim is called Purim. We know the names of the other holidays that are there. Every single holiday that we have in the Jewish yearly cycle, we know, has a date that particular holiday falls out on. The notable exception is going to be Shavuos. But the bottom line is all of the Yom Tov have a day that the holiday falls on, yet none of them are defined in terms of the name that we give them by the date that particular holiday falls out on. It's a little bit surprising that on Chanukah, we choose to call the Yom Tov, which to give it a name, to give it an essence, so to speak, is based on the date, the calendaric date, the 25th of Kislev, the day that we just completed. So we'll be mining a little bit into something a bit more in that name, that the idea of Chanukah Fei, of course, is true, and that's what we teach our kids in Gan. But as we progress from the younger stage in our life to a little bit of a more mature stage of our life, we can try to understand a little bit more fully what the name Chanu Kafe is all about. And it means something quite different than what we might have been taught when we were children. We're going to start off with a reading a little passage from a sefer called Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvodah. Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvodah is a very, 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 very fundamental sefer, as the title implies, the Yesod and Shoresh of our Avodah Hashem, written by one of the great tzaddikim of a famous town in Little called Grodno, Rabbi Alexander Ziskin, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. And it's a sefer that walks us through the entire year, day by day, and gives different pointers, what a person is, as exactly the title implies, what a person should be thinking, should be trying to inspire himself through different lines of the tfilos, different meanings behind the Yom Tovim and other kinds of things that we do throughout the year. Very, very essential sefer, an essential sefer for a person who wants to try to connect himself to his Avodas Hashem on a little bit more of a sophisticated kind of a level. So the Yesod V'Shoresh HaAvodah, in a sefer called the Shar HaMefakid, brings down the following idea. We're going to quote the two passages from a Tikkuni Zohar. One of them will start with that's Nogeya to the name of Chanukah itself. And he brings as follows. The Tam Yimei de Chanukah, the 8 days of Chanukah, are La'arba ve'esin yomim. They fall out after 24, just listen to the phrase here, they fall out following or after the first 24 days of Kislev. De'inon baruch shem kvod malchuso the olam v'ed. The first 24 days of Kislev correspond to the Yichud Hashem that we pronounce, that we're makabel upon ourselves every single day when we say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam V'eh. Now, you probably did other things during Kriya Shema, but if you were not doing other things, you might have taken the opportunity to count the letters that are there in that particular verse. And you'll notice that there are 24 osios, 24 letters to Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam V'eh. That's the first 24 days of Kislev. But after that's done, on the 25th day of Kislev, Shariye Ko, the Kafhei, 25, the 25th day of Kislev, the Shor that rests and exists and comes into play in the world, Shariye Ko Al Yisrael, the Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Shor on Klal Yisrael, that takes place on the 25th day of Kislev, Ve'elon Inon Kafhei Asvin, the Yehuda, the Inon Shema Yisrael, and that's the 25 letters of the pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, v'do iyu Chanu Kafei. The Tikkun Zohar says, and that's the secret of Chanukah. Chanu, we rested. Kafei, on the 25th of Kislev. We don't mean to say the date of Chanukah, that's not what's so important to us, but the essence of what Chanukah is, and we're going to take the next amount of time to explain what that means, the essence of what Chanukah is Chanu on Kaf Hei. We rested on the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which contains within it 25 letters. And again, don't count by matter of time tonight, you can count after that. You should be thinking of other things during Kriya Shema, but we should start to become sensitive to what's going on around us. That means what we just said, if we want to put that in slightly different terms, that the essence, the mahus of Chanukah, has something to do with Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim, the Kriya Shema itself, the call of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the essence of Chanukah. Now, we're all familiar with the idea that Chanukah is Pirsumei Nisa, Hodah, all the other themes. Again, we had a lot of words that we threw out last night when you were challenged to think about what your associations with Chanukah are. Most of us wouldn't raise our hands and say, Chanukah? Yeah, that's Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad. That's Kriya Shema. That's Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim. But yet, the Chazal were not only Megala to us, but we even named the very Yom Tov of Chanukah based on that phrase, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Fascinating. So we're going to try to understand what is it about Chanukah that's so important to our experience of being Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. There's one other Tikkuni Zohar that we'll read, which really just puts Chanukah on a very, very fascinating scale in terms of its relation to the other Yomim Tovim that exist in the course of the year. And he explains as follows. I'm going to quote you another passage from the Tikkuni Zohar. We know there are psukim that describe the Yomim Tovim. Eila Moadei Hashem Mikrei Kodesh Asher Tikro Sama Moadam Eilehem Moadai, all different phrases that are used in the Torah. So the Tikkuni Zohar writes the following thing in very, very simple words. Mai Inon Moadei Hashem. What are the Moadei Hashem, the holidays that we do whatever we do with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Eilon Inon, those are the Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukos. Those are the three Shalosh V'Galim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. Tlosa Achrinon, but there are three other Yomim Tovim that are Ikru and Eilohim Moadai. But there are three other Yomim Tovim that are called Moadai, my Yomim Tovim. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is mine. This is where you can really connect to me. These are the most special days to me in the calendar. And those are the days of Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, and Purim. Eilohim Moadai. These are my Moadim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says. Now, Purim is going to be a different story for a later time in the year, but the mere fact that the Chazal equates and put on a similar pedestal Chanukah to Rosh Hashanah is a fascinating thing. Rosh Hashanah, we certainly know that's the day of Malchus Shemayim, Malocha Kol Olam Kulo B'Fodecha, that's where we makabel upon ourselves, Hashem is the Melech throughout the entire year. But to tell me that Chanukah is Moadai, that's my day, where Kadosh Baruch Hu says, here's where you're going to believe in me, here's where you're going to connect to me, the same exact way you have in Rosh Hashanah, that is a little bit surprising, right? Certainly most of us, the feel, we'll call it, that we have during the 8 days of Chanukah is maybe even radically different than the feel that we have during Rosh Hashanah time, but yet the Chazal are telling us, no, Rosh Hashanah, Chanukah, these are the Moadai, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, these are my big days out of the year. Tell you something even more fascinating, to give us a glimpse of what Chanukah is all about. There's a Lavush. The Lavush is found in Siman Tov Reish Ayin, the very beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. The Mechaber brings a halacha that says, during the 8 days of Chanukah, one is not allowed to give a hesped. We don't give a eulogy, Rachmana Leitzlan, someone passes away during Chanukah, so there are no hespedim that are given at the Levaya. Okay, so we commonly assume that the reason why we don't have hespedim at a Levaya during Chanukah time is Chanukah is a happy day, it's a holiday, like we don't want to ruin the day with having hespedim. Okay, the day is pretty bad, someone has passed away at a funeral, but you're not doing it worse. Okay, you minimize the amount of availus that exists and we display on Chanukah. The Levush is something totally, totally different. I'll read you a quote from the Levush. His mamish is unbelievable. Listen very, very carefully. Says the Levush, one of the Pirushim on the Shulchan Aruch, why don't we have a spadim on Chanukah? Shalola hasiach daitam mehachnos ve'avodas Hashem yisbarach. We don't have a spadim, so we shouldn't be, in order that we should not be mesiach das, that we shouldn't divert our attention from being machnia, from subjugating ourselves to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we shouldn't be mesiach das from our avodas Hashem during these days. If you have a hesped and you start to think about the person who passed away and you get upset and you start to cry, you're going to lose your focus. You're going to lose your vision, your sense of purpose and mission of what Chanukah is all about. And it's so important on Chanukah to be so totally focused and zoned in on Avodas Hashem, Hachna and Avodas Hashem, but Chazal answered us from giving a spadim during Chanukah. Now that's a very, very fascinating thing. One might have assumed that Hatena, Chanicha, when a person in the middle of lighting his menorah, we say, okay, right now, you're Persumanisa, you're doing your Chanukah stuff, you're saying Alanisim, you're saying Hallow, there are times that we're quote-unquote doing Chanukah during the day. When I go to a Levaya at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, when I'm not actively involved in Chanukah-like activity, you know, it's a Mehecha Tasty that I have to be thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam at that moment in time, meaning to say a person might have viewed Chanukah, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, as a day that Chazal were mechayiv us to do certain mitzvos, Shkiyas Hachama, you light the Neiros, you wake up in the morning, you chayiv to say Halo, Daven Shmor Esrei, you chayiv to say Alanisim, but that's basically it. We have 8 days, Midrabanan, that we have responsibility to mekayim certain mitzvos during that time. Here the Lubush comes and tells you, no. There's 8 days out of the year where Chazal asked you from giving a hesped because all of those seconds and minutes and hours in the days of Chanukah have to be one unit, a miksha achas of a person's focus intensely on his avodas Hashem. It's the middle of the afternoon, you're having the regular lunch you had, whatever day that's there, you're having a regular supper, you're doing whatever you're doing at nighttime. No. Chanukah time, there's no possibility for a person to be Mesiach Das, to divert our attention from what it is that we're supposed to be doing during Chanukah. Mistama, that means for us, as young, growing, aspiring B'nai Torah, Mavakshei Hashem, that it's probably pretty important to figure out, well, what am I supposed to be doing during Chanukah? Because there's a whole halacha of not giving a hesped that's there designed to tell me not to be Mesiach Das for my Avodas Hashem during Chanukah, so then we got to really stop and ask ourselves the question of, so what is that exactly? There's another fascinating comment that was made, that was made by the Altar of Kelm. If you take a look at the Sefer that quotes over the Shmuzin of the Altar of Kelm, the Sefer is called Chachma Moser, it's found in Chelek Aleph, Simen Samach. He writes the following thing. This is a quote from the Altar of Kelm. Ani ukiyotze bi b'nei gili. Me, people like me, like around my age, he says, lo kiyamnu miyameinu mitzvas Chanukah. Now, I know myself, the Altar of Kelm said, I was never really mekayim the mitzvos of Chanukah properly. Altar of Kelm, a great, incredible tzaddik, a person, if you remember from B'nai Brak Shabbos, a person who didn't make a move without having a cheshbon, why it is that I'm doing it, no turning of the head, no standing up, no picking your face out of the Gemara, exactitude in terms of time, total dictum, total self-control, said about himself, Miyameinu lo kiyamnu mitzvas Chanukah. We were never mekayim, the mitzvah of Chanukah properly. We never did it. What are we? Right, if we hear a comment like that from the Altar of Kelm. So what does that mean exactly? Mistama, we can assume the Altar of Kelm was an Orthodox Jew just like us. He lit a menorah on the nights of Chanukah. He said Hallel, he said Alanisim, he did all the basic things. Maybe he played a dreidel, maybe he had lakis. He did all the stuff that a person is supposed to do. But miyameinu lo kiyamnu mitzvas Chanukah. So what is it? And what's the experience that we have during these days that are here? We didn't have the time really to speak about this in a proper context yesterday. But especially on the first day of Chanukah, which we're still on the tail end of right now, we have this experience of today's the day of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We have to try to figure out what it is that we're doing, what's this all about. So let's speak first and foremost about the basic yisod that we all know of in relation to Chanukah, and that of Pirsumei Nisa. Pirsumei Nisa. We know Pirsumei Nisa is a very, very important thing in Chazal's eyes. To be mefarsing, to publicize the miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pirsumei Nisa. Ad Kedei Kach is brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Chazal learned, the Rishonim learned from Adin in the beginning of the first in the 10th parak in Psachim, that a person is even chayiv to sell the shirt off his back in order to get Shemen and Neiros to be able to light the Chanukah lit. Right? And almost no other mitzvah does a person have responsibility to push it, give up anything and everything that he has in order to gain money, to get money, to be mekayim that mitzvah. Normally, is a patur of an onus. I can't afford it. And that's the way things are. But here, Pirsumei Nisa, we have responsibility. You're wearing your shirt, sell the shirt off your back, walk around without a shirt. That's fine. But have Shemen and Neiros, whatever, to light the Chanukah lit. Why? Why is it so important? What's the idea of Pirsumei Nisa? Okay, when I tell people, Kadosh Baruch Hu, wow, a great, we have a great God out there in the world, a God does miracles, but what really is the idea behind Pirsumei Nisa? So we know, of course, that there's a very, very well-known, very famous, and majorly important Ramban that a person can never get enough of, and that's the Ramban at the end of Parashas Bo. Where the Ramban teaches us, and he says, I'm going to tell you a big yesod about Torah and mitzvahs. I'm going to summarize a very long Ramban in a couple of very quick sentences. Where the Ramban tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all the nisim, all the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim in order to establish in the order of the world that there is a God in this world, there was a creator of the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam has Hashgacha Pratis, he governs the things that take place in the world, he's a kol yachol, he's omnipotent, he can do anything, and no other thing could possibly ever come close to who HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, the Ribbono Olamim, is was all about. Those are the nisim that we saw at Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us all of the yesodos of Emuna, all the Ikari Emuna emerge and stem from the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, the Ramban is so important always to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, because that's where our entire basis for our Yiddishkeit comes from. It says the Ramban, that's beautiful and that's great, but there's a lot more to Yetzias Mitzrayim than that. Why? So says the Ramban, mitoch nisim haguluyim, from the fact that we see and recognize that there were nisim guluyim, that there were the open revealed miracles, but nikarim nisim anestarim. We also become sensitive to the fact, the Ramban says, that there are nisim nestarim in the world. Not just nisim nestarim in the way that we associate with Purim time, that wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated the whole thing, that he saved Klal Yisrael. But the Ramban says it's much, much more than that. Nisim nestarim mean, a quote from the Ramban, ein shum teva. There's no concept of nature in this world. Nothing just happens by itself. Nothing just goes on and takes place and occurs in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha governs over every last little thing that's there. Everything that happens to us from A to Z, from the beginning of our life to the end of our life, every single day, with no exception, no minute of the day, free from that, is all Hashgachas Hashem over each and every single person. Ein shum teva ba'olam klal. There's nothing natural. There's nothing that goes on other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulling all of the strings, running all the things, making sure everything is working the way he, according to his mass vision for the world, sees things and wants things to be taking place. And says the Ramban, when a person has that hakara, and he's mode, and he recognizes and admits that, yes, I realize that, I am constantly walking with the Ribbono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking me everywhere I go, running my life, then the Ramban says the person has the haschala, the beginning of what Avodas Hashem is all about. But everything we do in our life, the Ramban says, is there to get a person to walk around with the recognition that he is connected as a Dveikus with the Ribbono Shel Olam every single moment of his life. Every mitzvah is there to remind us somehow or another back about the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Nisim Geluyim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, translated to the Nisecha Shebecho Yom Imanu, that are taking place all the time, to get a person to recognize that he is walking on a constant basis with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's the yesod of our lives. V'lachin, the idea of Pirsumei Nisa, when a miracle like that takes place, the Chazal said it's incredibly important for us to tell ourselves, remind other people of those Nisim, because that's what brings a person to have the most full and real and intense sense of Emunah that he possibly can. For example, there's a famous Gur Ari in Parshas Vayigash, coming up soon. Yaakov Avinu is reunited with Yosef HaTzadik. So we know that based on a diuk in the Psukim, Rashi quotes this Chazal, that Yosef HaTzadik, when he sees his father, he goes, he gives him a hug, he's crying over his shoulder, and Yaakov Avinu, the Chazal or Medayik, wasn't crying and wasn't saying the wasn't crying, the same as Yosef HaTzadik was. Why, says the Rashi, quoting a Gemara, says the Chazal, that he was Korei Kriyashma. We all know that Chazal. And the Mefarshim were all done, so if Yaakov Avinu knew it was Man Kriyashma and time to be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim, so why wasn't Yosef HaTzadik doing that? And the Gur Aryeh has a most important Hezber in this Chazal. At the moment that Yaakov Avinu saw that he finally was reunited with his dear lost son, and he understood the whole picture, he saw what had taken place over the past 20-something years, and how all the events of the world were orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring him to that moment. Yaakov Avinu understood that when I see the Yad Hashem in my life, the way he just experienced, there's no greater reaction and the proper reaction of a Jew is to say, this now connects me with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now I have an ability to be Makabel, O Malchus Shemaim, to say a Kriya Shema properly, and to be able to say, you know what, I understand that what's happening right now in my life is nothing other than a way to connect me to my Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echa. Why? Because that's the Yisod of the Ramban. When the Ramban tells us that there's no Teva in the world, there's no coincidence, there's no natural events, it's all Hashgachas Hashem, and that's part of our basic Emunah as Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu says, I see this in my life, and you know what? Life is an opportunity, if you're living it properly and seeing things with the right eyes and a correct vision, life is an opportunity to recognize the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to be Makabel and Ol Malchus Shemayim, to say, here is the Kadosh Baruch Hu showing, popping up in my life at that particular moment. And that's why, what we learned at the very, very beginning, when the Chazal tell us that the very name Chanukah is that they were Chanu on the 25th day, but not the 25th day of Kislev, but the day of the 25 letters of the Pasuk of Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What Chazal are telling us is, if you want to understand what the Chanukah was all about, where did the Chashmonaim be able to, where were they able to get the Koach and the Mesiras Nefesh to say, fighting against all odds and against the entire empire of the Yavanim, where did that come from? How did they do such a thing? When a person zones in on his Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim, when he realizes that all my life is about is the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he's running everything, so the truth be told, as we know, there's no issue of big or small, there's no greater challenge or lesser challenge for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person is really zoned in and plugged into what it means to be Makabel O Malchus Shemayim, I'm living with the Ribbono Shel Olam, so a Greek army is nothing, no bigger deal than playing a water gun game with a couple of friends. It's all the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to win. He's going to help us out. He's going to be enable us to be Mekayim, the Torah mitzvahs, the way we're supposed to be Mekayim. And we all know, of course, right, that Rashi tells us in Pasha Shoftim, it's really Gemara at the end of the seventh parak of the eighth parak in Sota, that when the Meshuach Melchama begins to give over the rules of how the wars are supposed to be fight or be fought, he says in opening line, Shema Yisrael, Atem Krevim Hayom, you're coming close now to fight a war. The Chazal pick up on a very familiar phrase, Shema Yisrael, listen, Klal Yisrael, and they tell us that even if the soldiers just have the schus of Kriya Shema, Shachmas, Varavis, Bilvad, that's already enough to win out the war. Why is that true? So Marsha explains on that Gemara, because that's exactly the point. When a person says, I'm connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I know that I'm fighting on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that I'm here to bring about the Yichud Hashem in this world, so that's it. That schus alone can carry a melchama. The Rambam writes in the seventh parak of Hilchos Malachim, and he describes the Isser. There's an Isser Daraisa, according to one mandamer in the Gemara, and the Rambam Paskins like this, an Isser to be scared, an unbelievable thing, and it's an Isser to be afraid, to be scared, when you're fighting a war. Isser Daraisa, that sounds like a very natural human reaction. I'm going and fighting a war, there are guns, there are people getting shot, there's bullets, it's dangerous to fight. No, an Isser to be in a state of pachad. The Rambam explains that a person goes out to war, he has to know one thing. I'm out here fighting for Yichud Hashem in this world, and if that's the case, my life is just, there I am, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, whatever the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yichud Hashem, the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so that's my life, that's what I'm doing, no problem, here I am, good to go. We know there's a famous Nefesh HaChaim, the Shar Gimel of the Nefesh HaChaim. He says, he's going to tell you a Yesod. He said, I'm going to tell you a school. I don't know if he calls it a school, but he said, I'm going to tell you a principle in life. He says, whenever a person is faced with some kind of a difficult circumstance, or something going on in a person's life, says the Nefesh HaChaim, a person should be misboning. He should start to focus on the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim of Ein Od Milvado. There's nothing else, nobody else, nothing else that exists other than the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ein Od Milvado. And when a person says the Nefesh HaChaim is really, really, really totally committed to the idea that I understand that whatever is here in the world is a figment of my nation, but ain't old milvado, there's nothing else for real other than Hashem, then the Rebbe says the Nefesh HaChaim, I'm telling you, we have a Mesoras that says that person will be saved. There's a famous story of the Brisker Rav, that during World War II, when the Rav was on the go, as many, many people were, was a descendant of Abraham Belashan. This is something that they very much practiced in their family. So he, on more than one occasion, had told people that were with him, he says, listen, we have a Mesoris in our family from the Zeder of Chaim Belashan, this idea of Ein Ol Milvado. And he told people in his car, in the wagon, wherever they were traveling, either hang on to me or just like attach yourself somehow or another. I'm going to be misboning as much as I can on that line of Ein Ol Milvado. And you'll see, we have a school that says we're going to be saved, we're going to make it out, whatever it was that was taking place. And for the Brisker Rebbe, such a thing actually took place, and he made it here safely to Eretz Yisrael. The idea that we began with, that we have these 8 days to focus on Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right? As we saw in the Levush, no espading during Chanukah. That what was the Lashon one more time? That Shalola Hasiach Daito Meachnas Ve'avodas Hashem Yisbarach. 8 days to be focused on one thing and one thing only. The 25 letters of the Pasuk of Kriya Shema to try to internalize, to try to make sure that we really understand the role of Nisim in our lives, not just the big things like took place on Chanukah, but the everyday things that are there, how the Ribbono Shalom affects all of us, all the time, and everything that we do. So halavai, we should be able to have a little bit of an experience of what a proper Chanukah is all about. We certainly understand a little bit better the quote that we saw from the altar of Kelmi, Ameinu lo kiyamnu mitzvah Chanukah. He says, I'm not sure if I ever really did it right, because it's a tall order to spend 8 days thinking about nothing else other than a Kriya Shema, experiencing what it means to have a total Devekus with Hashem. But halavai, be'ezer Hashem, we should be able to live up to that standard a little bit. Again, we're going to dive in Meirav now, following Meirav, whatever time your Rebbeim told you supposed to be there. Hopefully you made sort of some kind of arrangements. And you should all have a very, very enjoyable